WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. For some of us, letting go of 1 year to ring in the new can bring on an acute case of nostalgia. Our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, says that some people come down with the same symptoms when they listen to vintage rock and roll, and he'll have none of that.
Hey kids, remember this great hit? I just got a press release from Warner Brothers Records. It reads, Gold Pistols. Never mind the bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols. The landmark album from Britain's punk music progenitors has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America, signifying sales in excess of 500,000 units. Imagine that. It took 10 whole years for an album that revolutionized rock and roll to sell as many copies as Bon Jovi sells in a month. But that's not the point I'm trying to make here. Ask yourself this question. How did you feel when you heard me play God Save the Queen a minute ago? I guess the answer depends on how you felt about punk the first time around, or what you were doing and thinking in 1977. Most of the punk rockers I knew back then are married or settled down, but nearly all of them have a deep affection for those days. It was one of those times when young people in the audience realized that they had the power to create their own culture and then went ahead and did it. A lot of it was amateurish and downright bad, but it was fun doing it. Now, some of you may be sitting there shaking your heads, asking yourselves, am I really feeling nostalgic about the Sex Pistols? And I can't speak for Johnny Rotten, or John Lydon as he's known these days, but I sure hope you aren't. As 1 year passes into another, I think it's an appropriate point for me to declare that as much as I love presenting rock and roll history on this show, I don't do it for nostalgia's sake. Nostalgia is stupid. Nostalgia is something that greedy people use to sell you things you don't really want. Nostalgia is a very dangerous thing, and I won't have any part of it. Paul McCartney once wrote a song in which he sang these words, Yesterday all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it seems as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. No, you don't, Paul, and I don't think you did then either. I mean, the original name for the tune was Scrambled Eggs, but yesterday fit too. But there are people who persist in believing that if Paul and his two surviving bandmates would just get up on a stage again, somehow things would revert to some previous idyllic state and trouble would vanish. Yeah, sure. Paul McCartney still writes and sings new songs. So does John Lydon, whose band Public Image Limited has a hit right now with a song called Seattle. And since the breakup of the Sex Pistols, Lydon's music has gotten better and better, at least in part because he doesn't dare believe in yesterday. I listen to Duke Ellington a lot. I also listen to a lot of Mozart. If I said that was nostalgia, people would think I was nuts. After all, Mozart had been dead for 157 years before I was even born. And if I wandered around Harlem in the 30s in a previous life, nobody's ever told me about it. No, the whole purpose about rock and roll history, to me, is to see what good stuff is out there that you might have missed the first time around, or that might have happened before you were born. I really hope some 16-year-old kid has gotten turned on to Sonny Burgess's nutball rockabilly or Escarita's manic piano pounding by this program, or that some 40-year-old goes back and picks up the Sex Pistols album and realizes that it's got the same kind of crazy energy that all the best rock and roll has. I hope that people realize that rock and roll history is still happening, that there are great bands out there today, not just on the top 40, but in little clubs all over the country, banging out rock and roll that may well stand up in 10 years. We're in sort of a lull these days. There's no Elvis, no Beatles, no Sex Pistols to engage our attention, so it's easy to fall back and let the hucksters on TV sell us Fabian albums in the name of the good old days. Hey, save your money. Pick up the paper and see if Dave Alvin and the All-Nighters, or Glass Eye, or the Wild Seeds, or Wayne Toops and Zyta Cajun, or the Silos, or Joe Ely, or whatever the local hotshot in your area might be, is playing, and spend your money on that. Johnny Rotten was only half joking when he said, no future, just as Paul McCartney was. Speaking strictly as a rock and roll historian, I can't wait to see what 1988 brings.
That's R.E.M. singing It's the End of the World as We Know It. Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, the Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle. As you heard, Ed's listening isn't limited to rock and roll. This is one of his favorites from his jazz collection, Duke Ellington's The Mooch. This is Fresh Air.